She knows it's about that? It's evident from the translations of Taki's emails. She got them away from Daryl and read them herself. So what do you want from me? How do we make her go away? Tell me. You don't. You can't. Let her write to Taki. You serious? Of course I am. Try to keep her in character if you want to keep it going. Remember, Taki's in love with who you've told him she is. I was afraid of that. Actually, I'd pretty much come to the same conclusion. It's just, I hate the loss of control, you know? It was probably an illusion that you were ever in control in the first place. With a dickhead of Daryl's caliber around, no fucking kidding. What's happening on your end with that tea thing? It's being looked at. Who by? Friends of a friend. I don't really know. You okay there? You sound tired. I am, but I'm okay. Keep in touch. Bye. She looks at the phone and wonders who Parkaboy is, other, that is, than Parkaboy, a acerbic obsessive theorist of the footage. What does he do when he's not doing this? She has no idea, and no idea what he looks like, or, really, how he came to be as devoted as she knows he is to pursuing any further understanding of the footage. But now, in some way she can't quite grasp, the universe of FFF is everting, manifesting physically in the world. Daryl Musashi's pissed-off Japanese Texan barmaid seems to be an aspect of this. But she's glad that someone else dislikes what they've done to Taki. The phone rings again when she's nearing Blue Ant.
Where are you?
Almost there, 2 minutes. He hangs up. She walks on past the window of a gallery where the central blue shape in a large abstract canvas reminds her of Taki's T-bone. What is that? Why bury it there in that flare of light? What else might be hidden in other segments? As she's reaching out to push the button on the Blue Ant intercom, the door is opened by a dark-haired man in sunglasses, his nose elaborately braced with flesh-colored fabric tape. He freezes for an instant, does an odd little duck and weave, then pushes suddenly past her outstretched arm and sprints off down the street in the direction she's just come. Hey! Case says, catching the door before it can close, the back of her neck prickling. She steps inside.
They're waiting for you upstairs, says the young receptionist, smiling, a stud glinting on the side of her nose.
Dickheads, Case says, and looks back at the door. Who was that who just left? The girl looks puzzled. Tape on his nose. The girl brightens.
Franco, he drives Dorotea from Heinze and Pfaff, been in an accident.
She's here?
Waiting for you, the girl smiles. Third floor.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.